I'm going to share with you a Chavis Halvavis that's mamish. It literally, I call it, jumps out of the headlines. I have no other way to describe it. Mamish, he could have written it today for our generation. Rav Shiva Shlita told me that he had the schus many times to give Rav Yankiv Kamenetsky, Zatzal, the Gadol Hador, he had the schus to give him rides around Muncie. And in those rides, there were different things that he learned on the rides that he was zoicha to take him. So he told me that one time he was driving, and he figured it was on Route 59, and it was a lot of traffic. It was hard to get in, and there was a car that was trying to get in. So he stops the car. Shiva then was a bacher. He stopped the car, and he's going to let the guy go in, because of course, you know, you're with the Gadol Hador, you're gonna be a nice guy. So he stops, lets the guy in. When he stops, he goes, "What are you doing?" So he's like, "Shiva, I'm letting him in." Thought he's being a nice guy. Rabbi Yankov says, "And what's with the people behind you? There's a long line of people behind you. Here's a yachid. This is a tzibur. What are you doing? There's a tzibur behind you. You have a right to stop the tzibur from going because you want to let a yachid go in?" Ad kan maisa aleph. Maisa beis. Another time, he's going, and a bus is trying to get into the lane. And this time he had in his head, "I'm not going to let the guy in. I've got people behind me." So he didn't let the bus in. Man says, "Was tust? What are you doing? Is the bus trying to get in?" He says, "Now the bus is a tzibur. You have a bus full of people, a packed bus, and they're trying to get in. And you're a yachid. There's a couple people behind you. The bus is way more. It's a tzibur. You let the tzibur in. You should stop and let the bus go before you." So why am I saying over these two stories? So Rabbeinu Bachya says in this week's parasha, why was Sodom chayiv misa? Why were they chayiv misa? What did Sodom do? So he brings down that it's al tzedakah. They didn't give tzedakah. They weren't murderers. I mean, they were mises. People got killed. Crazy stories. But be'etzem, killing wasn't their thing. Stealing wasn't their thing. They didn't do tzedakah. So what? Is that one of the Zion mitzvahs? Tzedakah, one of the Zion mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Bachya says that the pshat is that it's a mitzvah sichli. It makes sense to help people. You don't feel bad for a guy. A guy knocks on your door, needs money. You don't feel bad for it. That's a hashchasa in the dar. Literally, that's the way Rabbi Yankiv learned the Mishnah when it says shali shali v'shalach shalach. Zuhi midas doim. Ha'oimer shali shali v'shalach shalach. The guy who said, when it literally became the law of the land. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. It's not just one guy said it. Ha'oimer, that is the law. The law was shali shali v'shalach shalach. What's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. That's the law. If that becomes the law, we got to get rid of you guys. That's it. There's no hope for you. Why? What's the nekuda? So, guys, you gotta think things through to get to come to what's the deep core of what's going on over here. Chavos Lavava says, this is in the Shara Precious. He says, Shematras ha-toyrihi lahashlit es ha-seichel al kol taivas ha-nefesh u lahagbiro yisraelayin. The purpose of the Torah is so that our logical brains should overrule our taivas and to become stronger than them. V'dover yaduahu ki izgabras ha-taiva la-seichel hu ha-shoyrish shol kol chet v'ha-goyrim shol kol mida megunah. Our taivas are the core of every single aveiru. Now sometimes You're not supposed to give a guy tzedakah. Let's say a guy comes over to you and he says, I need a cigarette. I need a cigarette. I need to go buy cigarettes. So you shouldn't give him money to buy cigarettes. You're helping to kill him. You should not do that. That's usur. You shouldn't give him money to buy cigarettes. Let's say a guy, it's brought down in Hilchos Tzedakah. Guy, you know he can't pay you back. You know he will not be able to pay you back. It's brought down in the first siman. You should not lend him money. Because you may say, unless you want to give him the money. Guy comes to you for a loan that you can't afford to give him that money. And you know he won't be able to pay you back. You're just throwing him into a pit of more debt that he'll never be able to crawl out of. And he's never going to pay you back. So it's brought down in halacha. You should not lend that person money. Because you're causing him to do an aver. Literally, it's lifnei iver. He's never going to be, you know he's not going to pay you back. So why are you lending it to him? Because you feel bad for him. So you feel bad for him, and then you're going to have tainus on him. There are certain situations where, you push without the Torah, that's why I was bringing down the Maisa with Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbi Yankiv, like, without a Torah hashkafa, your heart may tell you to do something, because be'etzem, you want to do the right thing, you want to be good, you want to be a giver, you want to be that type of person. But you have to know, sometimes without the Torah, you're not even going to know what's up and down. But deep down, we all know that you should feel bad. If a guy comes to me for a cigarette, and I'm going to say no to him, I feel bad that I can't help him. I bet I want to help the guy out. If you don't feel bad, there's something wrong with you. And if nobody feels bad for anybody, which is what happened in Sodom, you get destroyed. Avraham Avinu felt bad for them. Look how far it goes. You have to feel bad for the guy you can't help. Nebuchadnezzar, I can't help him. I can't lend that guy money because he's not going to be able to pay me back. I'd love to pay him. I'd love to lend the money. I can't. I'll give him $100 that I can afford. I'll give him $100. But to lend him $10,000, I can't do it. Where does this go? This is another maisa that the Rishiva shared over from that he said over from Chaim Knievsky. Because the biggest taiva I think that people have, the taiva is to fit in. That is a taiva. And I think it's probably taiva number one. We all want to fit in. We all want to fit in. It's very hard to stand up for the truth. It's mamish painful at times. Shiva said over there, Reb Chaim had once that he gave over his sefer to be corrected. One of his, and every tshuva, it said at the end of the tshuva, it said, Chaim Knievsky, at the end of the tshuva, and it had two yuds. After every tshuva, there were hundreds and hundreds of tshuvas, so when Reb Chaim got it, so he, when he gave it back to the guy who was Magia, the editor, he gave it back to him, and every single time it was two yuds, he crossed out the two yuds and made it one yud. Every single time. So the guy told Reb Chaim, he said, I could just, if Reb Chaim would just say, I wanted to save Reb Chaim time, I could control Alt and delete, I would have changed all the yuds in one shot. I could press the button once, and all of the Knievsky would change to one yud, Knievsky with one yud instead of two. So Reb Chaim said, in my family we spell Knievsky with one yud. When I see something that's sheker, I can't let it go. When I see something that's sheker, it's not a waste of time. I'm standing up for the truth. In a little teeny way, if he would allow something that's untrue to go by his eye, Reb Chaim felt that would destroy a little piece of his bikush ha'emes. Anytime you hear a piece of Lashon Hara, and you're afraid because the guy's a cool guy, you have a little fear in you. You want to fit in. You want to be part of the crowd. Not long ago, I had this chus. I was with the reshiva. We were collecting money from a big gevir, from the biggest gevirim, and a really nice guy, a really special person. And he started talking Lashon Hara about a certain person who I'll say probably deserves the Lashon Hara even. I'm not even saying he was wrong. He was 100%. He was right. This guy is a little bit... whatever. And here, the Rosh Yeshiva and I are coming to this guy for money. He's a big gevir. And the Rosh Yeshiva is going to ask them for a big amount of money. And after 3 seconds, the Rosh Yeshiva, he didn't say anything. He just got so uncomfortable, the guy himself stopped. The Rosh Yeshiva got so uncomfortable in the room that the gevir said, yeah, it's Lashon Hara. He didn't even say anything. He said, Rosh Yeshiva, you're right. And he stopped talking. Like he was Makabel the Musar, that didn't even happen. It was just the discomfort in the room was enough for the guy to shut up. It was such a Kiddush Hashem, it was so beautiful. The guy's a Gvir, we need him, and we have need, whatever that means. It doesn't make a difference. We don't need nothing. The Rebbe Hashem runs the world. Rebbe Hashem provides. We know, we've learned many times that we need new chairs. Somehow, new chairs show up in the Beis Medrash. And this happens. New chairs show up in the Beis Medrash. We need the driveway paved. Hashem makes an ace, and the driveway gets paved. Hashem knows how to take care of things. Knows how to inspire people to do the right things. It's not up. We're just shluchim of Hashem. And the Rishiva knows his shlichus is for that guy to shut him up in a nice way. And the guy takas. The guy stopped talking. Anytime you're in a shir and somebody makes fun of somebody else, and you let it go, you're not just letting it go. You're letting it go because you're a bal taiva. What's the taiva? The taiva is to fit in. The taiva is to be cool. Anytime a guy goes to a yeshiva that it's not for him, why are you going there? It's not good for you. I say it all the time. It's not good for you that place because I want to be cool. That's where the cool guys go. But it's not good for you. I'll kill my life so I should be cool. Okay, go for it. Eventually you learn it's not so cool to be a loser. A real loser, by Hashem. But how far does it go? Says the Chovas HaLevavos. And this is mamish what happened in Tzedoyim. And you literally see it today. He says, the tithes go so far, a guy could be Oisik Betanugov. The guy gets his taiva, whatever it is. Their pleasures become their Torah and their law. And the farther away a person gets from the truth, from the Or HaEmes, he mischabru yoisel ayetzer shechibavu. You become more attached to the Yetzer Hara that you love at that point. You're so in the dark, so full of your taivas. And your stupidity becomes beautiful in your eyes. And this beauty is built on the destruction of your brain. And the more the world gets crazy, their insanity goes even more crazy. Till they think what's good, what's bad is good. And the mask that's covering their head, they think that that's whatever what's the path that they're on, that's crooked, they think it's straight. The and that becomes their law. The and they give it to their children. The gidlu and that's how they bring up their kids. You hear the Hamas terrorist. Tati mami, you heard? I killed 10 Jews today. Did you ever hear that? Did you hear that? That WhatsApp that he sent his that phone call that he sent his parents. The guy calls up his parents. I raped people and I killed people today. You heard Ta? You're not proud of me? Mamish, you can't make it up. You can't, you think you're going crazy sometimes. People could have a Pride Day parade. What are they, crazy? Sometimes I slip, I speak Lashon Hara. I'm going to make Lashon Hara Day? Today's Lashon Hara Day. Let's celebrate Lashon Hara. What are you, cracked? Sometimes we slip. We do things wrong. We shouldn't do it. No, let's make Lashon Hara Day. Lashon Hara Pride Day. That's the thing. You chap, we can chap taivas. I can chap a guy who has a taiva. But now it becomes your yomtiv. It becomes your Torah. That's literally what's happening. We're living today where you see people, they do things that are wrong, and it's not good enough that they're wrong. They have to make a religion out of it. They literally make a religion out of it. And every single one of us could be that. So Baruch Hashem, we're not the Nebuch gays for Palestine. We're not the Jews for Hamas. We're not those people. But we, in our own way, we do it too. When we let a little piece of Lashon Hara go by and we don't say, hey, the guy's not here. Why are you trashing that guy? Why are you doing that? It's Lashon Hara. Or somebody, you try to be cool and you let a conversation that shouldn't be happening, you let it go because you're embarrassed to stand up. You're also guilty. I'm also guilty sometimes. But we have to be like Rav Chaim. Don't let a yud go by. Don't let an extra yud go by. Because if you let that extra yud go by, eventually, chas v'shalom, a person can get a phone call, chas v'shalom, ta, you heard! Your son, a person's son, could call them with a shtick lashon hara. Because you were at a Shabbos table and you didn't put your foot down. Shul b'zoichet to stand up for the emes. What?